did.
And I think then take it's now for me to paint the picture in terms of why we do all this. Our business being the lack of quality government, we have a responsibility of making sure that we create an environment where accountability and transparency within government is reflected. And through our reporting, we also make sure that the public is properly informed, and that the public confidence is to a large extent enhanced through the work that we do. Now that's the way we interpret our mandate as contained in the Constitution, and in a simple way, transparency ourselves. In that respect, there's a lot of activity that, from the AG point of view, myself and the Deputy AG, we have been focused on in order to drive the institution towards that goal. On my side, there's been a deliberate focus on keeping the stakeholders aware of the results of our operation, being an audit result. And we've got now the routine procedure that is informed by the two audit cycles that we have during any 1 year of auditing, the CFMA as well as the CFMA for the government. And during those cycles, we make sure that we go out to all the legislatures and all the provinces to engage with the people that whose responsibility it is to respond to the audit report. We did that for the first time for the PFMA, which gave rise to the final report being presented to the National Assembly and the NPC joint chairs of the portfolio committee, having consulted widely with all the provinces, with the people of the provinces, as well as with the premier to lead these provinces, to make sure that the people that have got the highest responsibility to act on our report are well informed and have an opportunity to engage us directly on this. We did a similar exercise for MFMA as well, where we went around to all the provinces, engaging the mayors, engaging the MSCs of finance and local government to expose the results of our work.
Just one moment, I just want to understand, are you wanting to connect the presentation up? Listen a moment, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I wonder if this wouldn't be an opportune time for people to have now that she's arrived.
Yes.
And then I can put up the presentation so that
it's
your okay. So everything arrived at the same time, finally. So the members should help yourself. Mr. Gomede, you are first in the queue, are you?
Okay.
And everybody else will follow.
Okay.
Help yourself.
Range of consultations that we engage in with stakeholders that matter in picking up that ball. So I was just saying that with the local government as well, we engage in a similar campaign, which yesterday culminated in something which I believe is beginning to bear fruit in the meeting that was held by the NPP with a couple of various players in the sphere of local government in the morning of yesterday. That's the meeting I attended before the COVID meeting. So you can see that following our workshop with the NPOP about 2 months ago, action has already started to begin to debate and put action plans at an oversight level to see changes in local government. So these are the signs that are encouraging in terms of the kind of advocacy work that we are engaged in. And I've got no doubt that once our general reports are tabled in the various legislatures, similar undertaking will take place at the provincial level as well. There's another campaign that we involved in.
Can I just ask, I'm sorry to change direction, but this is a matter of interest. When you say increasing oversight at local government level, are you envisaging Scopus, the equivalent of Scopus at local government level? Is that what's being discussed?
It hasn't happened as yet. You know, it's only Gauteng that has got formal group as a local government. But even at APEC, that topic is beginning to take root. I looked at the agenda of the upcoming APEC conference that's happening in the next month or so. That is one of the things that will be discussed at an APEC level as well. So these are signs that are moving in the right direction in terms of getting accountability in government, taken seriously from an oversight perspective. What is also bringing and developing this momentum is the work that we now started doing in visiting local municipalities on a door-to-door basis. It is giving an incredible amount of insight in terms of the self-introspection that takes place in those sessions, in looking at the realities that municipalities face in transforming their governance in such a way that they constantly and on a sustainable basis are able to have unqualified people. We started with Limpopo. We're moving on to other provinces where it's beginning to have a high level of impact in terms of the motivation level, the commitment level, and no one wants to disappoint us having taken the trouble to visit them and still continue to have reports that are undesirable in terms of the image of the that is reflected at an audit level. So psychologically, it has the right effect, and also at a technical level, it gives us an opportunity to share information at a practical level to say what are the practical and simple issues that could be considered to change the situation around. That helps us to then come back to the office and also plan our own interventions and our own